Davis, Marion. Coorinbong, New South Wales, Australia, August 27, 1894. Dear Sister Marion, will you please look up the different manuscripts and letters that have been written for the last two mails and send me a copy of everything? If Brother Rousseau comes back here, I have some matters I wish to bring before him. I am feeling much better than when I left Granville. I improve every opportunity to ride out in the boat or in the carriage. I have not hired the two-seated Russell wagon. I thought we would test the trap, and I enjoy riding in it fully as well as in the buggy. It jolts me about and tires me some, but this is an exercise that does not weary the brain. Friday, Emily, May, and I went out in search of oranges. We failed to get any at Mr. Martin's or Mr. Baker's. We were then directed to go to Mr. Maloney's, but the cart would only go for a little ways. Emily and May left me sitting in the cart while they crossed the creek on a log, and I saw them disappear in the thick woods. I thought they would have to go but a short distance, but they did not come back for a long while. When they returned, Emily had 2 or 3 dozen oranges in her dress, and May carried a handful of ferns. We then drove home as fast as this elephant of a horse would walk, for trot she would not. The oranges are not the largest, but they are thin-skinned and very juicy, and not as sour as the oranges we purchased in Granville. We have all we want at 6 cents a dozen. Sabbath, we all went out on the school land and made ourselves comfortable in the woods. I had my folding chair, Brother Lawrence made a seat for his wife, and Brother Tucker and the others seated themselves on the 4 rugs on the ground. I read 2 articles to them in which they seemed very much interested. We then sang a hymn and had a season of prayer. After we had eaten some oranges, we returned home. We all had a good appetite for our dinner. We enjoyed being on the school land, amid the trees and the beautiful things of nature. I love to be in the groves, where I can hear the birds sing. On Sunday, Brother Lawrence took us in the trap, and we drove over a good share of the school ground. In some places the roads were very rough, but I kept thinking, "Let the cart jolt, it is a change of exercise, it will do me good." I enjoyed the trip, and we were out roughing it nearly all day. We came home just at dark. The more I see the school property, the more I am amazed at the cheap price at which it was purchased. When the board want to go back on this purchase, I pledge myself to secure the land. I will settle it with poor families. I will have missionary farmers come out from America and do the best kind of missionary work in educating the people as to how to till the soil and make it productive. I have planned what can be raised in different places. I have said, "Here can be a crop of alfalfa. There can be strawberries. Here can be sweet corn and common corn. And this ground will raise good potatoes, while that will raise good fruit of all kinds." So in imagination, I have all the different places in a flourishing condition. No one need to regret in reference to this land, for with proper working, it will surprise the people in this section of the country. All the regret I have is that we have not money to take in sections of land that would extend the grounds. I have not one doubt in reference to the securing of this land. If the Lord prospers those who occupy it, and who cultivate it, as we believe He will, we shall see a change that will surprise all who look upon it. I can hardly endure the thought that time is passing, and that the work of clearing the land is delayed. I have walked over the most of the O'Leary land. It has been cultivated and should be included in the school land. Someone should be at work on it cultivating it. If it could be purchased for any reasonable sum, I would not object to securing the place as a home for myself, if it was thought advisable to do so. No time should be lost in cultivating the land. O'Leary had only put in the plow about 6 inches deep. In the dream you have heard me relate, words were spoken of land which I was looking at, and after deep plowing and thorough cultivating, it brought forth a bountiful harvest. Having had this matter presented to me at different times, I am more than ever convinced that this is the right location for the school. Since I have been here for a few days and have had opportunity to investigate, I feel more sure than at my first visit that this is the right place. I think any land which I have seen would produce some kind of crop. Today, we go again to get oranges. Mr. Martin sent us a line saying that we could have all the oranges we wanted for 6 cents a dozen, so we have now 2 places in which to secure fruit. We feel independent driving around in our two-wheeled chariot. I am getting stronger, breathe much better, and shall expect to return in a few days. I want to be able to take hold and write on the life of Christ. May will come to Granville tomorrow on the first train and will bring a case of oranges in her trunk. Do not forget the writings of the two or three last mails. I will preserve them carefully. I want to read them to Brother Rousseau and hear what he has to say on some particular points. I wish you were here for a short time. It would do you so much good. I do not write to Willie or to any of the men, for they cannot give attention to matters that are not especially connected with their work. I hope and pray that they may prosper in all their plans. May God give them wisdom is our constant prayer.